Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. The tarot card for today is the Tower, and this one comes to us from the Children of Litha Tarot, and you'll have to excuse me because with all of my device issues, I can't give you the name of the artist right now, and I do not want to say the wrong one. Anyway, you know, I think these cards are meant for me, people. I really seriously do. I know we all cringe when we see the Tower. I have to tell you, you know, I've been, like, trying day by day to get by with device issues. And this morning, it's, you know, one of my phones where I rely on for, you know, productivity and information. Oh, my God. It's like, it just doesn't end. I still haven't gotten the laptop back. So, you know, we had that full moon with Uranus very active, and Uranus is still very active in the disruptions and chaos Uranus can cause. Now, that doesn't mean that this tower has to be a bad thing, okay? But we're all feeling it in, you know, one way, shape, or form, somehow. Whether, you know, it's some upheaval that brings change, and sometimes the changes are sudden, or things come as a surprise. Uranus, right? Uranus always surprises us. So there's a lot that's happening here, and it isn't one side of the, you know, the coin or the other. It can be both simultaneously. You can have surprise good things going on and surprise things that you're like, oh my God, what just happened? So, you know, it is a little bit of a mixed bag that's here today. We start off with the moon in Aries, and it does move into Taurus later in the day. And I think when that happens, you'll, you know, feel more grounded and more secure because, you know, just with the, you know, the impulsiveness of the Aries moon, it's easier to overreact to things which come up. So, whew, man, the Leo sun is going to trine the Aries moon today, and the Aries moon will sextile Saturn in Aquarius. So, you know, these are actually good aspects, and we also have coming up a trine between Mercury and Uranus, and I think that this may be your saving grace for the day, because the two of them are very much like the Tower card, you know, offering you out-of-the-box ideas, right? You know, being able to think in an innovative fashion, right? Sometimes, you know, the best way to, you know, fix something or find a workaround for something is through a very inventive, you know, type of procedure, creativity. And I, you know, I like this because the Tower card, like I said, it's not all bad. It can bring you, you know, flashes of insight and things of that nature. It doesn't have to be all destructive with everything crumbling. But sometimes when things do crumble, they're just meant to fall away. Now, the question is going to be whether or not I find a way to actually bring this audio to you, okay? Because the phone that broke is the one that I was using in the interim to, you know, bring you audio while I was waiting on the laptop to be repaired. So, right, yeah, Tower card. But we have, you know, so much still coming up, and things are still changing. And I'm telling you, whatever's going on, just hang in there. You know, to try your best not to overreact, and to, you know, let that, whatever, you know, when things feel like they're crumbling, let that debris settle. See what's there. See what's going on. Because I think that there is a clearing away that's happening at the moment. And part of what is here is also meant for us to see what it is we need to be doing. Maybe, perhaps, where we need to change things. So do not fear today's card. Do your best to embrace it and to say, yes, sometimes life is full of surprises, and we will see where it all takes us. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.